Keith Peters reporting roughly 2 months after voting to impeach Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. House Republicans delivered the articles of impeachment to the Senate on Tuesday to formally kick off a trial.
The managers on the part of the House of Representatives are present and ready to present the articles of impeachment, which have been preferred by the House of Representatives against Alejandro Nicolas Mayorkas, Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security.
That's Tennessee Congressman Mark Green, a House impeachment manager. The allegations against Mayorkas are that he has willfully and systematically refused to enforce immigration laws at the U.S.-Mexico border. The proceedings triggered by Tuesday's action may not last long. Democrats are expected to try to dismiss or table the charges this week before arguments start. Stubborn inflation numbers put rate cuts on hold, rattling nerves.
Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell says persistently elevated inflation will likely delay any Fed interest rate cuts until later this year.
The recent data have clearly not given us greater confidence and instead indicate that it's likely to take longer than expected to achieve that confidence.
The remarks at the Wilson Center in Washington are a shift for Powell, who on March 7th told the Senate committee that the Fed was, quote, not far from gaining the confidence it needed to cut rates. But at a news conference on March 20th, Powell appeared to downplay that assertion. I'm Shelley Adler.
The first seven jurors for Donald Trump's criminal trial have been chosen after lawyers grilled members of the jury pool about their social media posts, political views, and personal lives. The questioning was designed to help decide whether they can sit in fair judgment of the former president. On Wall Street, the Dow by 63 points, the Nasdaq dropped 19. This is SRN News. Fewer Americans are using the Bible these days.
Only 38% of us open the scriptures on a regular basis. That is to say, daily, weekly, or a few times a year. That's the word from the American Bible Society, whose latest poll finds Bible usage has dropped sharply in this country from a peak of about 50% during the pandemic. One bright spot in the report, reading of the scriptures is on the rise amongst the youngest of American adults, Generation Z, an increase of 21%. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
German lawmakers approved legislation making it easier for people who are living as the opposite sex to change their names and gender in official records. The law is one of several social reforms Chancellor Olaf Scholz's liberal coalition government pledged to enact when it took office in 2021. Prior to this, Germany required individuals who wanted to change their gender on official documents to first obtain assessments from mental health experts. This is SRN News. The maker of a popular weed killer is turning to lawmakers in key states to try to squelch legal claims that it failed to warn about cancer risks. Correspondent Jeremy House reports.
Bayer disputes such claims, but already has paid about $10 billion to resolve them. Thousands of similar lawsuits remain pending. Bayer has supported legislation in Idaho, Iowa, and Missouri that would shield pesticide and herbicide companies from failure to warn claims if they used labels approved by the Federal Environmental Protection Agency. But legal experts warn it could have broader consequences, extending to any product liability claim or providing immunity from lawsuits of any kind. Critics say it could spread nationwide. Jeremy House reporting.
Bayer manufactures the famed weed killer Roundup. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.